is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the mixed trade in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I think part of it was due to the fact that we had an abbreviated trading session closing at 12:15 today, and it's in front of a three-day weekend, volume a little bit on the light side. I think we had a big gain on the day before, so it kind of took some of that away, especially the feeder cattle, but they had a little additional pressure of some of the strength that was taking place in the grains. Now, we did see the box beef down 202 on choice and down 84 on selects on a movement of 74 loads. We saw on the close today, August live cattle 15 cents higher, October live cattle 42 higher, August feeder cattle down $1.05, October feeders down 80 cents, and August lean hogs closed $1.52 higher today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present the Week in the Rockies July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 to get your buyer's number or for more details.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, I think we found some buying interest that showed up a little bit after Informa released some numbers today, looking for a little smaller acreage, a little smaller production than the USDA put out this week. I think the other thing was the lack of big volume today allowed a little bit of extra buying to come in the market, but it faltered a little bit going into the close today, pulling off those highs and even pulling the wheat and some soybean contracts into negative territory going into the close today. We did see on the close September Casey wheat down 0.75 cents, December Casey wheat down 0.25 cents, September Chicago wheat 2 cents higher, September corn was up 6 cents, December corn up 5.5 cents, August soybeans were down 2.5 cents, while November beans were up 0.75 cents, and December cotton unchanged.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.